So your most recent fundraising campaign has a $200,000 goal,
Yes.
which sounds ambitious. Are you confident that you're going to meet that goal within a certain time frame?
I certainly am. I certainly am. Our first time that we went over 100,000 was in 2019. And we did that for a couple of reasons. Number one, it was the 31st anniversary of the Sackville Memorial Hospital. But secondly, we went for 260,000. And it was for a mobile digital X-ray unit and a modern radiology table. And we got it. Well, we ordered, I think, about the end of June. We got it by the end of June,
Okay.
which was tremendous and amazing, and shows you what our communities here and around about us think about our hospital. It's a pretty special place.
Absolutely. When you do these fundraisers, how do you determine what to fundraise for? Do you consult the hospital or?
We certainly do, because we do not purchase the equipment. That is all done through Horizons. And what happens is that Emily Doucette is our manager for the hospital and our contact. And we go through her and say, okay, Emily, we want to do a campaign. Can you meet with your departments and advise us what the needs are? Then we ask her usually to prioritize them. And then secondly, any equipment must be part of the capital equipment for Horizons. So in other words, Emily would have sent some of that information off to Horizons and said, these are the pieces of equipment that we'll need to replace this year and the departments that they are in. And if Horizons have approved that this equipment can be purchased and ordered, that would be the list that we would use.
Okay.
So it's Emily Doucette is our manager. She does the contact with all the departments within our hospital, and then approval has to come from Horizons before we can do any of that.
Right. That makes sense. So our hospital serves a large community, not just Sackville, but also some surrounding communities as well.
Yes.
And somebody might listen to this and go like, oh, well, like, why does our hospital need new equipment? Is our equipment not good enough? So could you maybe explain to somebody who might not know why this particular equipment may be needed in the hospital?
Well, I always like to refer to such things as new equipment by a computer. And when I buy a computer, if I can get 5 years out of it, I'm doing well. Well, hospital equipment is very much like that. It's equipment that needs to be replaced over a period of time. And some of it, if it's used on a regular basis, and like in our day surgery program, that would happen because we have day surgery every day,
Right.
5 days a week, I shouldn't say every day, 5 days a week. So that equipment is used every day. And the other thing is, as you know, that in this world, technology changes every day. And so the surgeons prefer to have as much up-to-date equipment and modern equipment as we can have within our surgical units, and that's exactly what we try to do. So, for instance, in 2019, we purchased a digital X-ray unit and a modern radiology table, and that provided such services as trying to get the image off to Moncton or off to a doctor in Moncton as quickly as possible, or off to a doctor in Sackville as quickly as possible. And so those are the things that change from day to day and from year to year. It's important to ensure that your equipment is updated and suitable and ready to use, no matter what time of the year or the day it's used.
Okay. I'm curious why it has to come to someone like yourself and the foundation to fundraise money for the hospital. Is there no government support system in place that buys equipment for our hospitals?
Certainly, there are
Okay.
government supports in place, but we do have four major hospitals within our province, perhaps five. And so most of those hospitals do major surgeries,
right,
like heart, lungs, you know, whatever. So what happens is that if there is a need for equipment, those hospitals are usually looked at first because of the fact that they do major surgery. And then for the smaller hospitals, because we don't always need new and updated equipment as quickly as the major hospitals, they come first.
Okay.
So the Horizons or the province do and does provide some funding for capital equipment, but not to the extent of what it needs from year to year.
You've been involved with this foundation for a number of years, and you've also been in Sackville for 78 years. Do you have anything that you would like to say about the importance of the Sackville Hospital, just while I have you?
The Sackville Hospital, as I mentioned, this present hospital was built in 1988. We have provided surgery. We had two surgical labs. We had maternity. We had acute care. We had long care facility. We've done blood. We've done all those services in our hospital for years and years and years and years until the province decided that they knew how all better and they could centralize and make it a better system and all that sort of stuff. But so we know what that's all about. We've had that hospital has served this community for many, many years, and people from all over the area, including Amherst, used to come to our hospital for services as well. You know, so it's something that has provided an anchor for our community and healthcare for our community and a reason for people to want to live in this community because they know they have healthcare services here. We have a university that usually has 2,500 kids that come here every year. Mm-hmm. And I mean, how many parents would decide they wanted to send their kids to Sackville for Mount Allison University if we didn't have medical services within our area?
Right.
And furthermore, we're a rural area where at this very moment we have seniors who have to usually drive from Cape Tormentine or Port Ogden or whatever, and even in Sackville, who do not have cars.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know something? You can get somebody to maybe take you from Cape Tormentine to Sackville, but sometimes it's not always as easy to get somebody to take you from Cape Tormentine to Moncton or
right.
Sackville to Moncton, you know? So for all of those reasons, because one of the reasons are we have a lot of seniors, we need to have a hospital and healthcare here. Secondly, I wonder how many doctors would stay here if we didn't have a hospital here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I think all of those reasons, and I wonder how many seniors would move here if we didn't have a hospital here, and they know that they could have health care services here. So for all of those reasons, we need it. Our town needs this. Our surrounding area needs this. You know,
right.
We just do. So yes, we cannot lose any of those services. Not one of them. In fact, what I would recommend to the province, and I have already mentioned it to them. Look, we've gone through a pandemic this past year, and the communities within this Tantramar area have stepped up to the plate and provided food, they've provided health care, they've provided medical deliveries like of prescriptions, we've provided mental health services. Tell us what we need and tell us what we can have, and we can help you provide some of those services. But we need that hospital. That has to be the center. We need that hospital. So there's no way you can cut back on any of those services, no matter which way you look at it. The mission statement of our Sackville Memorial Hospital Foundation is to raise funds and administer its resources to preserve, maintain, and enhance the quality of health care in the Tantramar region. And we do that by providing equipment. We do that by providing assistance to nurses or doctors or staff who may want to take a course. So, I mean, we don't only do it just to provide equipment. We also do it to support the staff within, and we encourage staff to take extra courses if they have to do that sort of thing, just to keep them, you know, upgraded and all that sort of thing. So, I mean, we do more than just do the equipment. And as I say, wellness is very important to us.
Mm-hmm.
So if we can encourage and do some things for wellness, like we've helped with mental health wellness as well in a couple of our schools. So that sort of thing we're interested in doing, and to ensure that we have the services that we need for our people here. The present campaign is for the day surgery.
Mm-hmm.
And day surgery is very important because it provides a service that maybe you wouldn't be able to get for a year or two or three. And I mean, for me, if these surgeons are so willing to come down and do this, and they offer over 50 different types of surgery.
Mm.
And if you have one of our pamphlets that are listed, I'm not going to do that. But they offer that. And we have people coming from all over New Brunswick to Sackville, and they are very well satisfied with the services they get and with the surgeons that come down from Moncton to do this. So, yes, this is a very important service to our hospital and for our hospital and for the communities that surround the town of Sackville. So, yes, and my other ask would be to please donate, big or small, we can use it.